Welcome learners to this platform provided by Odisha State Open University. To this session, we'll be discussing about management as an art, as a science, as a profession. So let's begin. What is art and what is science? Do you think art and science are two exclusive compartments, watertight compartments? No. They are complementary to each other. Every profession, every activity, you will find some art, some science. But before going detail, let's discuss what is an art and why management is an art. Since the beginning of this society or organized human activities, people were carrying out management, or they are managing their livelihood, they are managing their family, they are managing everything. Now, a systematic study was not there. They are doing the activities as per their thinking, their knowledge, their intelligence. So an art talks about individual traits of manager, or in management, what are the individual traits, and based upon those individual traits, they try to manage the things. One of the important factor is intelligence, or types of intelligence again is there. So intelligence was ruling the things. So in management, it is the intelligence, and using the intelligence, the managers were trying to manage the things. So it was considered as an art. Then it is depend upon the personality of the person. So based upon the personality of the person, he tried to manage the things. And even today, personality plays very important role in management. That's why we consider these are art. Next could be decisiveness. How a manager decides or becomes decisive to carry out the functions. Next is the self-confidence of the manager. So manager, whether it is his social awareness or self-awareness, self-confidence, that matters in management. A manager having high self-awareness and self-confidence can do wonders. A person may be having all the knowledge about the management without having self-awareness, self-confidence, or social awareness may not be very effective. So these are the art side of the management. Next could be the enthusiasm of the manager. An enthusiast manager carries out the activities persistently. Perseverance is there. So this makes a manager extraordinary. So beyond the science, it is the art which makes a manager an extraordinary manager, who can forecast, who can see the things intuitive, or he can find out through his intuition that what would be the next course of action. That's why we say management is an art. Now we'll discuss. Management is also a science. How? If not a natural science, pure natural science, it has the elements of pure natural science. The elements could be, first one is systematic knowledge. Systematic knowledge building started in management in 20th century. Before that, it was considered as an art. Now it is the systematic body of knowledge is developed and still going on. And any natural science has a systematic body of knowledge. That's why, and management is having also a systematic body of knowledge. That's why management suffices to be science. In natural science, you will find there are different variables, and these variables are having cause-effect relationship. Dependent variable, independent variable. the independent variable, if you manipulate, it will produce a different aspect in the dependent variable. Similarly, in management, the cause-effect relationship is established. And when cause-effect relationships are there, it is called as a science. Now, this cause-effect relationship has led to build certain universal principles. So, management is now having universal principles. These principles can be applied at grassroots level, can be applied at the top level. The principles can be applied at the multinational company. The same principle is applied at the local level organization. The principles are applied at the voluntary organization, not profit making organization, or in the profit making organization. So there is a fixed set of principles which we consider as universal principles. Since management has universal principles, like any science, it is a science. Now, another aspect is predictive value. If you find in science, you must be aware of hydrogen, oxygen. Combination leads to water in a fixed temperature and pressure, H2O. Two elements of hydrogen, one element of oxygen in a fixed temperature and pressure will produce water. Whether it is on Earth, whether it is in the moon, whether it is inside your house, whether it is in the laboratory. Similarly, we are having certain principles, certain theories in management which can predict what is going to happen. So, any science has a predictive value that if you do this, this will be the result, end result. Similarly, in management, we are having their principles or we are having the rules, regulation, and variables. If you manipulate these variables, definitely we will get a fixed output. Finally, we will discuss about theory building. In natural science, you are having theories. Similarly, in social science or management, we are having theories. These theories are having wide application. Of course, you may question that theories are getting changed or new theories are getting added. Yes, in science also, theories are getting again revised, reformulated, and new theories are coming into existence. Now the question comes, management as a science, yes, it is a science. Only difference with natural science and management, we can say that in natural science, if you follow a theory, if you follow a principle, if you experiment, you will get a definite result. Whereas in social science or management, we are having theories, principles, we do experiment, our experiment lab is different. Maybe in science you are doing experiments in a closed room. We are doing experiment in the society, with the community, with the customer, with the producer, all these things. Yes, we are doing experiment. Only thing, there are certain limitations. These limitations is there in all science, all social sciences, and in management. As a commerce, management deals with different commodities, and it also deals with exchange of goods and services. Now, we'll discuss management as a profession. Management, like any profession, management is also a profession. We consider medical science or doctors as pure professions. They have a systematic body of knowledge. They have a proper procedure, trainings to acquire the knowledge and skills. There are code of conducts, ethics to be followed, and to provide service to the humankind. Similarly, management is a profession. Now, it has a systematic body of knowledge. If you want to be a manager or professional manager, you need to follow a course. Courses has been developed, and there is systematic process where you will acquire the knowledge and skills, and you will go through certain experiments in research methodology to find out the objective behind those things. Then it has a professional body Like any professional course, there will be a professional body to determine how the certificates will be issued or you will be recognized. So it has a professional body. Then it has code of conducts or ethics, though in a rudimentary sense, every organization is having code of conduct. So managers has to follow managerial code of conduct. Now, managers are having a social responsibility. So management is providing service to the humankind. I hope in this episode, you are able to learn whether management is an art or a science or a profession. It is both art, science and profession. Thank you.